Hello, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Monday, 1st of April, firstly in Indonesia. The presidential candidate's fourth debate on March 30th was heated at times. Former military general Prabowo Subianto questioned the capability of the Indonesian military to protect the country. He said Indonesia's defense is too weak because the budget allocated for defense is too small. President Joko Widodo retorted that Prabowo has no faith in the military. He said Indonesia is ready to anticipate a foreign threat, but it should be more concerned with possible internal conflicts. He added that Indonesia's defense budget is the second biggest after the Public Works and Housing Ministry. In an attempt to discredit the Widodo government, Prabowo proposed a bigger budget for the defense ministry, projecting himself to be a better leader in matters of defense and security. Widodo, however, defended the government's budget and pointed out Prabowo's lack of faith in the military. Pre-election surveys show Widodo commands a comfortable lead over his rival. In Thailand, King Maha Vajiralongkorn, all royal decorations that had been awarded to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, the move was announced in the Royal Gazette on March the 30th. The King made the move because Thaksin was sentenced to jail by the Supreme Court in addition to many other accusations, and he fled the kingdom, which is a highly inappropriate behavior, the announcement said. The revocation of Thaksin's royal decorations followed the military's recall of his Armed Forces Alumni Awards on March the 28th. The successive moves appear to signify that both the military and the king are discrediting Thaksin. The moves are also discrediting the political parties backed by Thaksin, such as the Pheu Thai Party and the coalition it has formed after the March 24 elections. So in Thailand, a small group of about 100 opposition activists protested near the Victory Monument in Bangkok, accusing the Election Commission of delaying and manipulating the results of last week's elections. The commission has said it will release the official full results of the election by May 9th after the coronation of the king. As of yesterday, an online petition on change.org website calling for the members of the Election Commission to be fired had reached 800,000 signatures. At present, protests against the Election Commission are still minimal but could gain ground should major political parties back their rallies. Escalate before and after May the 9th. Clients in Bangkok are advised to avoid protests and to employ extra precautions near Election Commission building, Parliament, the Constitution Court, and other government offices and police stations. Philippines, police said 14 suspected communist rebels were killed in Canlaun City and two other towns in Negros Oriental province in central Philippines on March the 30th. They claimed that the suspects were killed after they opened fire during anti-insurgency raids in the province. The military-backed police operations also led to the arrest of 15 other suspects. Human rights and peasant groups said, however, that the killed men were farmers asserting their rights to land, and the latest victims of extrajudicial killings under the Duterte government. The Commission on Human Rights is now investigating the case. The deadly operations against suspected insurgents came after President Duterte recently terminated the appointment of members of government's peace negotiating panel dealing with the communist movement. The deadly incidents highlight the risk that anti-insurgency operations after the peace talks have been closed can turn deadly, leading to potential protests. The Philippines are advised to exercise high caution in communist hotbeds in the Philippines. Hotbeds include the Cagayan region in northern Luzon, the Bicol region in southern Luzon, the Negros Island and Samar Island in the Visayas, and parts of northern, central and southern Mindanao Island. In Malaysia, a four-cornered fight in the Rantau by-election in Negeri Sembilan has been set for April the 13th. The candidates are Dr. S. Straitram of Pakatan Harapan Coalition, Muhammad Hassan, United Malays National Organization Deputy President of Barisan National Coalition, and the independent candidates including Muhammad Noor and Malavizi Rajaram. It was called after the federal court rejected a petition by Muhammad Hassan to set aside the Seremban election court's decision on November 16th to declare his victory in the state constituency in 2018 general election null and void. Muhammad Hassan is believed to have an edge in the upcoming by-election. The UNMO party has won Malaysia's last two by-elections. Another by-election victory by UNMO will affirm the opposition's recovery of strength, as that of a ruling coalition shows signs of weakening. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.